We'll move on to petitions. The first one, number eight, Tony is going to address. Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Happler, Tony Life. For those listening online, Director of the Wildlife Division, we did receive two petitions over the course of the past month. Both of those are in your book. I believe many of you may have also received correspondence from this first petitioner, Dr. Gene Dressler, veterinarian from down in the Wagner area. We did help. When I say we, I say loosely. Rachel was a very big help to Dr. Dressler in preparing his petition. We wanted to try to get some information for you so you could make a prudent decision on whether or not to move this petition forward as a proposal or choose to deny the petition and offer up some reasons, maybe why not. So what I passed out was a table of the statistics from the 2019 license drawing for the Any Elk. On the left side of the page is a listing of all applicants, and on the right side of the page are four different tables that summarize the statistics if we were to have applied the criteria that Dr. Dressler is proposing in this year's drawing. We'll get to that in just a minute here, but let's step back to so you have an idea of what we're talking about here with the Custer State Park Any Elk drawing. There are nine licenses allocated by commission rule. One of those is set aside as a raffle license with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The other eight are drawn. In administrative rule, it says, excuse me, it's not administrative rule, it's in policy that the drawing for these licenses shall be partitioned into thirds. One-third of the licenses are available to those that have 15 or more years of preference. One-third are made available to those that have 10 or more years of preference. Mind you, I want to point out here, not 10 to 14, 10 or more. So once again, those with 15 or more are still in the drawing for the 10 or more licenses. And then there are one-third that are set aside for all applicants. You will notice that in this particular year, that despite having those individuals with 14 or yet less years of preference in the drawing for either those three licenses for the 10 plus or those two licenses for everyone, everyone who drew a license had at least 15 years of preference. I believe that's most likely a product of the cubing, if you remember. I mean, if you cube some of those preference point numbers that you see there, you're going to come up with some big numbers that we're not going to try to calculate right now. But some of those individuals you see have as many as 38, 37, 36 preference points. Pretty significant. So let's step over to the right side of the column. And here's where the we went back and took a look at how things would have been who would have qualified for this drawing. Now, Dr. Dressler doesn't necessarily say how many licenses should be in this special pool. Should you decide to move this forward, I think we would probably need to figure that out if we're going to have a special drawing for this pool of applicants. It was a bit unclear whether he was asking for the criteria to be age. It was certainly age 70 was a minimum there, and then whether or not the second criteria should be that you had at least 30 preference points or you had a combined preference plus age of 100. So that's why there's two separate tables there that show how many applicants or who would be in those pools if you had each of those drawings. So first is just the table of all applicants. Of the 1,384 applicants that were age 70 or older, how many of those had 30 plus, how many of those had 20 to 29, 10 to 19, and then how many of those had less than 10 preference points. So if the criteria were that you had to be age 70 and have at least 30 preference points, then that second table down in the right-hand side would apply. You would see that none of the individuals aged 90 or over had at least 30 preference points. If you remember, Dr. Resler said he was 89, and he would be turning 90 here. I think it would have just, if I remember right, in October. But none of those 90-year-olds would have applied because they did not have at least 30 preference points. Five in that 80 to 89 range would have been in the drawing, and 34 of that 70 to 79 range would have been in there, for a total of 39 qualified applicants for that drawing. Now, if you were to go to the criteria of at least age 70 with 100 combined points between your age and your preference points, then there would have been a total of 222 individuals that would have qualified for that drawing if this rule would have been in place for the 2019 drawing. So if you move down to the that last table, it shows you how many people just fell short. Again, these are only age 70 or older applicants. And also, what we didn't go do is calculate how old everyone would be in subsequent years. So obviously, people are going to attain age 70, and this list would grow, or the numbers of these individuals would grow. But just those that were age 70 right now, there were 29 that would join this pool next year in the 2020 drawing, 28 that would draw or end up being in this pool in 2021, and so on down the line. As you'll see, assuming these individuals would continue to apply and continue to acquire a preference point in each year. So in the end, Mr. Chairman, I think it shows that we have a lot more applicants than Elk than we do in Custer State Park. When you look at just short of 9,000 individuals want these licenses, and we have a total of 9 available, 8 of which are available by drawing. Anytime we talk about a system which favors one individual, someone's going to have to give on the other side of the equation because we have such a limited supply. And I don't believe there's any other drawing in South Dakota that has as many applicants. I think our Bighorn Sheep are around 5,000 applicants. Mountain Goat's probably half of that. And then the other elk licenses, we do have some pretty tough to draw licenses in the Black Hills Elk, but they don't rise to this level of having 9,000, just short of 9,000 applicants for so few licenses. Hope this helps you in your decision on how to move forward on this particular petition, but I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. And fortunately, I have Sean Idy here, our licensing supervisor, who helped me pull some of these numbers together. And if I get into trouble, I might phone a friend.
So do we have any other license where we would focus, like is being proposed here, on age and preference?
To my knowledge, no, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Commissioner Phillips here. So if I understand this, Tony, if you're 90 years old and had 10, you would be eligible.
Indeed.
And you'd cube 100, right?
You would cube the preference points still, but just to qualify for the drawing, you would take you'd use that 100 combined number criteria, but I think you would still come back to just the preference points when you put the beans in the jar, if you will.
That 90-year-old would move ahead of someone that was 40 and only had 20 points, or had 20 points, had double the points, but they were only 40 years old. He would be.
I think the first qualifying criteria to get into the special drawing is you would have to be age 70 or older, according to what the petitioner requested. So the 40-year-old with 20 would be waiting for this other drawing to occur before that person would get into a drawing for a license.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. Thank you, Tony. Great presentation, good illustration of the numbers and everything. And I can sincerely appreciate people's desire to try and get one of these certainly sought-after tags. And we've seen various petitions over the years that really approach it from different angles, but ultimately it is trying to narrow down increase their odds of getting a draw into this special tag. And unfortunately, as you pointed out, thousands of people try to get 8 tags, and no matter how you cut the math, slice and dice it, and come up with your own special proposal. The reality of it is this is truly a lottery system, and the numbers are just so overwhelming that I can't think of a way that we could ever come up with a special drawing that really creates a realistically better opportunity to get this tag. And based on that and the history of dealing with this, I would propose that we reject this petition.
Is there a second? Any more discussion? Any discussion? Not all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Petition fails.
Okay, we will prepare a resolution for your consideration. Have that for you first thing in the morning, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.